CQ, 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 calling all radio amateurs and shortwave listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. It's read to you by G4NJH in Nottingham. Web references can be found in the script, either on the RSGB website or attached to the podcast at gb2rs.podbean.com. This is GB2RS News for Sunday the 4th of July 2021. Here are the main news headlines. Join Mondays tonight at 8. NRC closure for tree felling. GM0 GMN to lead IPA amateur radio section. Don't forget to join the RSGB's Tonight at 8 webinar on Monday evening. RSGB EMC Chairman John Rogers, M0 JAV, will explain how to assess your station against ICNIRP EMF levels. The EMC committee has been working hard to help all radio amateurs understand more about how to comply with the new Ofcom licensing conditions. So take this chance to hear from an expert and ask questions. Tonight at 8 we'll take a break in August, and then we'll be back with another great programme for the autumn. To find out more about this and previous webinars, go to the RSGB website under Webinars. The RSGB National Radio Centre at Bletchley Park will be closed for the 5th and 6th of July. This is due to a large tree in the immediate vicinity of the NRC being felled. It's planned to reopen on Thursday the 8th as usual. Note that the NRC is not open on Wednesdays. Following the very sad passing of Regional Representative Tom Riley, G0NSY, the International Police Association has appointed James, GM0GMN, to lead their UK amateur radio section. James is keen to make contact with current and former members of the group and to encourage new members. Contact jamescqrz.com. Following the update from Ofcom to their guidance, What You Need to Know as an Amateur Radio User, the RSGB has updated its calculator to version RSGB 10A. This can be found on the EMF pages of the website. Please treat this as a beta release and report any programmes to m0jav at rsgb.org.uk. The main changes are to implement band-dependent antenna gain and the low-power compliance condition in line with Ofcom's change to guidance. The other changes made by Ofcom to their calculator were already in the RSGB version. Have you ever thought about taking up an awards challenge as part of your amateur radio activities? Whether you enjoy HF or VHF-UHF, the RSGB awards are open to everyone, whatever your age, license level and personal interests. Along the way, you will learn more about propagation, experiment with equipment, and make tweaks to your station to maximise performance. Awards encourage you to push yourself further. The RSGB has launched a new webpage that highlights the stories of radio amateurs who enjoy chasing awards. Take a look and be inspired, and you'll find all that on the RSGB pages under Award Stories. The RSGB service is seeking a newsreader to cover the Western Isles of Scotland. You'd be joining an existing team as a reserve reader, and there are opportunities for more than one applicant to broadcast the news on Sunday using HF, VHF or UHF. You should be an RSGB member and have good coverage of the region. If you want to find out more without obligation, please contact the RSGB manager at gb2rs.manager at rsgb.org.uk. Now a date for your diary. The popular Churches and Chapels on the Air event will take place on the 11th of September. Most activity takes place on the 1840 metre bands. Please register your station with organiser John, G3XFXYF, cqrz.com. Now for details of rallies and events, we heard from several rally organisers that their events will not be taking place this year. Rugby ATS regrets it's not able to run its rally this year, but they look forward to seeing everyone next year on Sunday the 21st of August 2022. The organisers of the Welsh Radio Rally, which was due to take place in October, have said it will return in 2022. They'd like to thank the traders and visitors that have supported them over the years and look forward to seeing everyone again in 2022. Also cancelled are the East Sussex Wireless Revival and McMichael Rally and Boot Sale, both originally planned for next Sunday the 11th, that's of July. On a much brighter note, for later this month, the Finningley ARS car boot bring and buy is scheduled to go ahead on Sunday the 25th of July. You can check for updates at g0ghk.com. Finally, the Wiltshire Radio Rally Electronics Fair and Car Boot Sale is planned to go ahead for Sunday the 1st of August. Details of this one are at chippenhamradio.club. Ed, ES2TT will be active ES2TT/0 from Saaremaa Island, IOTA reference EU034 on the 10th and 11th of July. He'll operate CW and SSB on the 30 to 20 metre bands, QSL via his home call director via the Bureau. Frank, K3TRM, will be active as VP2V/call sign from Tortola, British Virgin Islands, NA023 between the 4th and the 17th of July. He'll operate on the 40 to 6 metre bands using SSB, RITI, FT8 and satellite. QSL via Logbook of the World, Club Logs, OQRS or via home call. ZD7GB is the call sign issued to Jerry, G3WIP, for use during his stay in St Helena Island, which is AF022, until the 6th of September. In his spare time, he'll operate SSB, FT8, FT4 on the 40 to 10 metre bands and via the QO100 satellite. Now for special event news, Coventry ARS is running two special event stations until May 2022, celebrating Coventry being the city of culture. GB1COC and GB8CCC will be running most days, with GB8CCC passing between members of the club. Dates and times will vary. Now for contest news, with different parts of the UK having different lockdown restrictions, follow the appropriate regulations and keep yourself and fellow amateurs safe. This weekend is the RSGB VHF National Field Day. It runs for 24 hours from 1400 UTC today the 4th, using all modes on the 50 megs to 1.3 gigs bands. The exchange of signal report, serial number and locator. Please note that with the current COVID-19 restrictions, teams with multiple operators should ensure they're following the regulations in their area. Today, the 4th of July, is the third 2-metre backpacker contest. It runs from 1100 to 1500 UTC, using all modes of the exchange of signal report, serial number and locator. On Monday, the CW leg of the 80-metre club championships runs from 1900 to 2030 UTC, the exchange of signal report and serial number. On Tuesday, the 144 megs FM activity contest runs from 1800 to 1855 UTC. It's followed by the all-mode 144 megs UK activity contest 1900 to 2130 UTC. The exchange for both is the same signal report, serial number and locator. Wednesday, 144 megs FT8 activity contest runs 1900 to 2100 UTC. Exchange is your report and four-character locator. Thursday, it's the turn of the 50 megs UK activity contest 1900 to 2130 UTC. All modes, the exchange of signal report, serial number and locator. Next weekend, the IARU HF Championship runs for 24 hours from 1200 UTC on the 10th to 1200 UTC on the 11th, using CW and SSB on the 1.8 to 28 megs bands. Where contests are permitted, the exchange of signal report and ITU zone. For the UK, that's 27. The UK 6-metre group Summer Marathon runs until the 1st of August. Just exchange your four-character locator. Now the radio propagation report compiled by G0KYA, G3YLA and G4BAO. Well, he writes, or they write, NOAA certainly got the sunspot predictions wrong last week. It said the solar flux index would be in the range of 76 to 78 with a maximum KP index of 2. As it turned out, the SFI ended up way higher than this, peaking at 94 on Thursday. Active sunspot regions 2835 and 2836 ended up being bigger and more vigorous than predicted, pushing the sunspot number to a high of 53. This bodes well for the future and could mean that solar cycle 25 is now truly underway. The CDXC group has reported 10-metre FT8 openings to China, Japan and South Korea, plus 10 and 12-metre openings to the Caribbean and South America. Sporadiki has started to tail off a little as we enter July, and this is probably not helped by an increase of the KP index to 4 on Wednesday night. The major IT outage at the University of Massachusetts Lowell continues. This means there's still no ISON data on the PropQuest website for for FOF2 graphs at the moment. Luckily, you can still access the live Chilton ionosonde data directly at ukssdc.ac.uk, although you may need to register. A check on Thursday showed that the critical frequency mid-morning over the UK was about 4 to 4.5 megs, meaning a maximum usable frequency over 3,000 kilometres of about 16.5 megs. Other than sporadic e-openings, we can't expect the MUF to rise much further until autumn. NOAA predicts the solar flux index will decline from around 92 to perhaps 85 next week as regions 2835 2836 rotate off the visible face of the sun. Geomagnetic conditions are predicted to remain relatively calm with the KP index at 2 or 3. Now for VHF, tropo opportunities have gradually diminished over the tail end of the week just gone. We had a super north-south duct up the east coast on Wednesday evening, allowing a close to 700 kilometre 10 gigs tropo QSO between Keith GM0 ODA Portable at IO99IV in Shetland and Neil G4DBN in IO93NR, which is almost at sea level on the Humber estuary. We're now left with what is essentially a low pressure driven weather pattern with a small low crossing southern England early in the week. This means that that periods of rain or heavy and possibly thundery showers are likely, so good for rain scatter on the gigahertz band. The main development will see low pressure over the British Isles or just to the west. The accompanying upper air pattern suggests a jet stream becoming established just to the south over the near continent. This is a perfect location for supporting sporadic e-paths into much of Europe, should other factors be in favour. The jet stream strength also looks to be a bit stronger again, which is a good sign. Just keep in mind that the band will seem dead if you don't call CQ. Mid-morning and late afternoon to early evening are going to be the most profitable times to just do that. Moon declination is positive and rising again, so moon visibility windows will lengthen. With apogee on Monday, path losses will be high. There are no significant meteor showers until the end of the month, so continue to look around dawn for the best random meteor scatter opportunities. That's it from the propagation team this week, and that's all from me until next week.